As the world struggles to get a hold on the Delta strain of COVID-19, a new variant has emerged in South Africa. The B11529 strain, or Omicron as it's now being named, was first reported to the World Health Organization from South Africa on the 24th of November. It appears to be increasing in almost all of South Africa's provinces and has also been identified in Botswana, Belgium, Hong Kong and Israel. The WHO has designated the variant as one of concern after it was found to have a high number of mutations and appeared to be spreading at a rapid pace amongst young people in South Africa's Gauteng province. The WHO's Maria van Kerkhove says that early evidence also suggests an increased risk of reinfection.
So Omicron B11529 is named as a variant of concern because it has some concerning properties. This variant has a large number of mutations, and some of these mutations have some worrying characteristics. Right now, there are many studies that are underway. There's a lot of work that is ongoing in South Africa and in other countries to better characterize the variant itself in terms of transmissibility, in terms of severity, and any impact on our countermeasures like the use of diagnostics, therapeutics, or vaccines.
Omicron appears to possess a spike protein that differs dramatically to the one in the original coronavirus, which COVID-19 vaccines are based on. Speaking to SBS, Professor Catherine Bennett, who chairs epidemiology at Deakin University, says this does raise concerns over how current COVID vaccines will respond.
They have seen enough indication of recurrent infections, so people being reinfected, which suggests that either natural immunity or vaccination-induced immunity might not be giving as good a cover. It is a country with very low vaccination rates, so it's very early and they can't yet tell about the vaccine coverage. But they have seen a rapid spike in cases, and they are seeing that, you know, that coincides with the emergence of this variant. So there is concern that it might be, having come out of a Delta wave, now a different enough variant that it leaves populations susceptible to another wave. So that's the concern.
Countries around the world have reacted swiftly to the new variant, with the United States, the United Kingdom, India and Japan among those tightening travel from some African countries. The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has called for the 27 member bloc to also impose an emergency travel ban as it battles its own massive spike in COVID infections.
We're taking the news about the new highly mutated COVID-19 variant very seriously. We do know that mutations could lead to the emergence and spread of even more concerning variants of the virus that could spread worldwide within a few months. It is now important that all of us in Europe act very swiftly. The European Commission has today proposed to member states to activate the emergency brake on travel from countries in Southern Africa and other countries affected to limit the spread of the new variant. All air travel to these countries should be suspended. They should be suspended until we have a clear understanding about the danger posed by this new variant.
South African Health Minister Joe Fala has responded with outrage, saying that many of the countries introducing travel bans have far higher daily COVID cases than his own country.
That's why we are saying that the reaction of some of countries in terms of imposing travel bans and such measures are completely against the norms and standards as guided by the World Health Organization.
Australia will also follow suit on implementing border measures, as announced earlier today by the Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt.
The Australian government will be implementing additional precautionary border security measures in order to protect Australians whilst more is learnt about the nature and impact of the Omicron variant of concern. First, effective immediately, anyone who is not a citizen of Australia or their dependents and who has been in African countries where the Omicron variant has been detected and spread within the past 14 days will not be able to enter Australia. These countries are South Africa, Namibia, Zimbabwe, Botswana, Lesotho, Eswatini, the Seychelles, Malawi, and Mozambique.
Flights from 9 different South African countries will be banned from entering into Australia. Foreign travellers, including dependents who are not Australian citizens and have been in South Africa, cannot enter the country. Australian residents and dependents returning from those 9 countries will immediately go into supervised quarantine, either hotel or home, depending on the jurisdiction's health advice for at least 14 days. International students, skilled migrants, or anyone who has been in the African nations within the past 2 weeks will also need to adhere to the 2-week isolation requirement. Catherine Bennett agrees with the increased border measures, but says anyone calling for Australia to completely shut its borders is being premature.
I don't think we have to close our borders. You know, we've seen very few cases so far reported from other countries. People have got on planes from South Africa to Hong Kong to Belgium. So, you know, we know that people have travelled via other countries. So there's no clear, you can't, you know, we don't have direct flights from South Africa anyway, and otherwise it's closing to the entire world.
She did, however, point to purpose-built quarantine facilities as a measure that could be crucial in preventing the spread of any new mutations. They were long ago promised by both federal and different state governments, but are still yet to be delivered.
I was often asked about their use, and I always said it's about variants of concern in the future. That's what you do. People who can't quarantine or people coming back who you know, can't isolate at home, maybe. But mainly it was if we had a new variant of concern and you wanted to then manage that really carefully. So the question is, where are our purpose-built quarantine centres?
Previous experience does show that travel bans tend to buy time. However, short of taking a zero COVID approach with hard lockdowns, these measures are unlikely to stop the spread of a new variant entirely. In the meantime, the WHO says it could take several weeks to complete studies of Omicron to see if there are any changes in transmissibility, severity, or implications for COVID vaccines, as well as tests and treatments. For measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Tina Quinn with SBS News.